This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for being in God's church, where the Word of God goes forth, where we're being taught how to live a holy life, how to be in the world and not of the world. And I'm thanking God for our great leader who's teaching us what it means to be called by his name. And I present unto you our great pastor who's bringing us the truth, telling us what God is requiring. Our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, to the elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Going to talk about being ready for every good work that we do. And in order to be ready, you must have the commandments, and there they be, ensemble.
Thy will, oh how love I the name of Jesus. The word the Father gave me commands to live by, for my sight and someone to show me the way. And this one God sent measures every step I make, not by my steps but by fruits my spirit tells all. How the Lord keeps me separate from the world. My rest is my peace, is my joy. I'm knowing how I am blessed, keeping all ten free from all sin. 'Cause you promised Abraham.
I'm not polluted,
not polluted.
I've got power.
Salvation came unto me aloud with power, preaching unto believe is the key. The Lord, just believe. He is heaven sent. Yes, he is. He said, just follow me.
Keep on teaching. The Lord of God. My portion is the
beautiful. There they be. The laws of God. That's what we set before you. Stay. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad for our anointing that's going on. Our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Let's go to Titus 3 and 1. We want to be ready.
Yes.
To every good work.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Be instant, in season, out of season, ready to please God, whatever we may be doing on our job.
Yes.
While we're out and about in our home, thank God. Yes. Titus 3 and 1, what does it say?
"Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work."
Now, we cannot be ready for a good work if we don't, if we're not subject to principalities, because that's what God is, the head of all principles. We want to be head and subject, I should say, to principalities and to powers.
God.
On our jobs.
Yes.
Realizing that we work for people that are over us, yes, whether it be our supervisor or the owner of a company. Yes. We're not there to protest and to go out there with a little picket sign saying, "I want $20 an hour for a McDonald's flipping burgers job."
Right.
That's just not, you know, that's not conducive in God. It's not good. We want to be subject to the powers.
Yes.
We don't want to go on a job saying, "I didn't come here, I didn't sign up for this." We want to be subject.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
That means you're ready when you're able to be submissive to the power. That beautiful? Read it again.
Yes. "Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work."
To be ready to every good work. Let's go to Romans 13 and 1.
All right.
This is the problem many times when ones come to God. They're not subject to God's principles and to the powers that God set up. That means even if you're going to a church that don't know God, there's principles and powers that were set up for those that attend there. And guess what? God expects them to be obedient. Isn't that beautiful? To know that. He does. Because God is for what's right. Not that the place is right, but he's for what's right. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
13 and 1 says what?
"Let every soul be subject unto the
higher
powers."
In other words, be subject in your mind, not just surface. But let your soul, your spirit be subject to the higher powers. Many times we didn't create these jobs. We want to get there and talk about the man, this and that. But they work hard to be where they were to give you the job. Give us these jobs. Let's be subject. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
"For there is no power but of God."
Isn't that beautiful to know that? That's a spiritual mind to understand there is no power but of God. Even these police out here, that's God. And if you shut your mouth and be submissive when it's time, you won't have no problem for the most part. You're going to always have tribulations in life and people that's not going to be subject to what's right. We need to be subject to what's right. And trust God and not worry about them. Isn't that beautiful? Now, when the police won't protect you, you can only trust in God. And whether the police are protecting you or not, we got to yet trust in God, regardless of you carrying your sword. You still got to trust God. Regardless of you taking your medicines, you got to yet trust God. Regardless of these operations, you yet got to trust God. Because God is the one that holds all the power. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
The powers that be are ordained of God.
In other words, God have ordered everything. In other words, when we came here, everything was put in place. We had a choice to stay or leave. And we get the choice right today. But if you don't agree with this, why not get up and go out now? Whoever's listening to this broadcast, if you not agree with the powers, leave. Because these were ordained of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Whatever religion is out there, God suffered for them to be in religion for the people that go there. That's for them. This is our portion. The 10 precepts, that's our portion. Isn't that beautiful?
All right, all right.
Maybe others don't see it, but in order to grab this portion and to utilize it, you have to have an ear to hear and an eye to see.
Right.
Other than that, this portion is not for you. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Let's go to St. John 19 and 10.
All right.
We want to be ready to every good work. But if your mind is not made up to be submissive to the powers of God, you're not ready for the good work. And the work ain't going to come out good. How plain is that? It's not. But when you're ready, it's when you're subject. You're ready for everything. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord was ready to take on his mission in life because he came here being subject. And he showed you the first one he was subject to, the natural. He was subject to his parents. He was submissive to them. And I believe after that, I ain't heard no more about him getting rebuked. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
St. John 19:10, what does it say?
Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee?
Well, see, that's the problem with a carnal mind. They think it's them. People getting these power grabbing positions, and they think they're the power. There's not. Everything is in God's hand, but only you and we that really believe in God will know that ain't you. You ain't got no power. God got all the power.
God has all the power.
You can go to the surgeon, and he can tell you, oh, I checked them out, and he or she, they know whittle a knife. They've had, what did God say, old Larry Parker? 75 billion success rate. 75 billion. They don't realize that he wasn't the one fighting for them.
Right.
If you're in God, it's God fighting for you,
yes.
Not Larry Parker.
Yes.
It's God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And most of these ones get a little power. They think it's their power. It's not. It's God's power.
Yes.
And we should remember that in the church, it ain't your power. It's God's power.
Yes.
These that were before us, it never was their power. It was God's power all the time. That's how so many got messed up. They got focused on the outward appearance.
Absolutely.
Not what was working on the inside. If you want to be ready for every good work, you got to be spiritual minded. When you're carnal minded, you're not ready for the work because you're going to mess it up every time. Read.
Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me except it were given thee from above.
We know these things. Ain't it good to know when you go on your job, able to take abuse and know one thing, you wouldn't have this power if God didn't let you have it. So when they don't want to treat you right, don't adhere to you, know one thing, that's God letting them act that way for you so you can go through it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful to know that when you look out, you see more than just the sun? So, well, I see Pluto. You see it much further than what people see.
All
I see is the sun. It's the he that got the eye. He that hath the ear. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10. We read the scripture all the time on communion.
All right, that's it.
That's the problem. Some don't read until they go to communion. But if you don't read and understand and act out till you go to communion, you ain't ready for communion.
Right.
You should be acting this out before communion. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
1 Corinthians 10 and 13.
There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man.
Isn't that good to know that? So when these powers are over, it's, well, I didn't know what. You got to know one thing. God's got the power. Sometimes they whittle a big wheel. Nobody don't do, if you don't take this shot, you're going to be fired. Mm-hmm. That's what they told the Hebrew boys. Mm-hmm. We didn't got the fire 70 times hotter than what's normal.
Yes.
He said, we ain't even careful.
Ain't even careful.
because they knew you couldn't heat that fire if it wasn't for God. God has let you heat that fire up. Yeah. It's God that placed us in these positions to see what we're going to do. Are we going to trust God or trust in what we think a power is? No power but of God. Mm-hmm. Read.
But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able.
Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. So whatever the situation, we're able to handle it. And God going to take us through the situation over and over until we do, if it's his will. And you never know when that time is going to be cut off. Is it tomorrow? Is it next year? When the end going to be? He said if that servant knew when his Lord would come, they wouldn't act it like that. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Read.
But will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape.
Make a way of escape. What?
That ye may be able to bear it.
Read the 11th verse.
Now all these things happen unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world
are come.
Just
for examples. God suffers us to read these things, these stories, to get faith, to believe God, to trust God. So when the powers come, we don't get all out of sorts. For we'll know when to be submissive, yes, when to be have that humility, yes, when to abase and when to abound.
Beautiful.
And either way is yet God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Otherwise, I'm being submissive because I love God, not because of how you think you bullying me. I love God. When I, young in God, I think I was a few years old, there was a brother in God. He had a nerve to put his hand in my face. He did. Put his hand in my face. I said, don't do that again. Don't do that. I never did that to him, but I never came back and did him like that. And from that time on, it's always been something with that brother. Yes. We don't want to live like that.
No.
Do we want to live that way?
No.
That's somebody ready for the work. But I understood we were all learning.
Yes.
But, you know, you need to come from that.
Yes.
They're yet putting a hand in somebody's face in a spiritual way.
Yes.
We want to be ready for every good work.
Yes.
Make sure we're right.
Yes.
We're being subject to principalities and powers. Because at that time, that was no honor for your brother to do something like that. That's carnal to do stuff like that. Probably said, don't you know I have power? He said, you ain't going to have no power given to you. Jesus wasn't afraid of that. Mm-hmm. Neither am I.
All right. Beautiful, Pastor.
Let's go to
yes,
Matthew's.
All right.
No, let's go to St. John 6 and 64. Let's
right,
go
Pastor.
There.
Yes.
Thank God.
All right. Yes.
St. John 6 and 64.
Yes, Pastor.
But what does
there,
it say?
Yes, but there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray
Wait a minute, don't every parent know their child?
Yes.
Well, you do check them when they're baby, find out just what they are.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
My mother told me things about myself when I was little. I remember her saying it, and she was right. What did she say, Pastor? None of your business.
All right now.
I know what she didn't say. She didn't say, yeah, you always love. My mama said, I always love God. I know she didn't say that. Because she didn't know God.
All right.
But she thought she was saved, but I found out she wasn't, according to Scripture. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Beautiful to know.
Read.
And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father.
Isn't that beautiful? That's why you can't make somebody repent. You can't make somebody do a thing. If God don't give it to them, it's because it ain't given to them. How plain is that? And this is what we teach. I teach that. Not to tell somebody, well, you stepped on their toe. You need to be asked for forgiveness. Sometimes it comes down to that. But when you got to tell somebody to do so, that means they didn't know. That means God didn't give it to him. The goodness of God lead thee to repentance. If you're not led to repentance, what does that mean? God's goodness is not with you.
Right.
And everybody in here understand right and wrong and when you should repent and when you shouldn't.
Yes.
And we know when it's right.
Yes, Pastor.
That would make us a hypocrite to act like you right when you're not right.
Yes.
That would be a hypocrite. I'm not ready for a good work to act like that. And you're not ready as well. That good?
Yes.
Read.
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more.
That was Jesus. Who am I or any minister today to feel so exalted about a member? They walked away from Jesus. Jesus, they didn't have no ear to hear. If they didn't have an ear to hear back then, what makes you think everybody got an ear to hear today? It's the same thing today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Same thing. How plain is that? Let's go to Titus. No, let's go to Matthew 13 and 19. Let's read that. 13 and 9. What does that say?
It says 13 and 19.
13 and 9.
And 9? Yes, Pastor.
Matthews.
Yes. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
In other words, it's about your state of mind. If you got an ear, we all had a mind and an ear to hear that the commandments were right. Oh, at yes. one point, we say it's right. We were able to hear that. Yes. And it's about those that's able to hear, not those that are not. Mm-hmm. What?
And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables?
What did he say?
He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom.
So wait a minute, we're not just talking about if you sin, ask for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. We're talking about mysteries. Mm-hmm. Things that's not so obvious. It takes a spiritual ear. And a spiritual eye to get it. Yes. And this is how you know if one's truly following. Because if you're truly following, you're going to seek. Yes. You're going to be submissive. Because mm-hmm. everything you're not going to see. Yes. It's easy to say, well, I'm following you because I can see where I'm going. But are you going to follow me when you can't see where you're going? Because yes. that's what brings out what's really in the person. Yes. Trials and tests show you what's in you when you're not thinking about it. When you're thinking about it. I got it. I'm going to do it. But when you're not thinking, that's what happened, that punch when you get in the ring.
Oh, yes.
It's always the one you see. Anything you're looking for ain't going to too much knock you out, but it's the one you don't see. That's the way trials and tests are. I got it. Oh, I got it now. Yeah, you do, huh? This second, your mind, here's your trial and test. And what's in you is coming out. So what we want to do is work on getting those things out of us. So when the trial and test come, you ain't got to worry about something flying up when it's dead. It's not going to raise up. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Read.
Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given.
That ain't no mystery to know that Jesus died on the cross. What mystery is that? He died for our sins. And they said, we weren't worthy. That's true. Well, there ain't no mystery. I knew that before I got saved. But to really understand what the blood and the cross stands for, what we have to do, those are the mysteries. Yes. What does it represent? Yes. That's the mystery. Yes. Read.
For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance.
In other words, if you've got an ear to hear, you're going to hear more. You're going to gain more. But if you don't have no ear to hear, what you have, you're going to lose that. It's about the ear. It's about the eye.
Yes.
If you got it, you can gain. If you don't, you're going to lose what you think you got. Mm-hmm. So why not be submissive to the knowledge? Read.
But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath.
Even that he think he hath.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read 1 Timothy.
All right, Pastor.
No. Let's read Genesis. 2 and 15. Let's read that.
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God. No. Excuse me.
All right, Pastor.
You read down to 13, read a little further.
Okay.
For whosoever.
Yes, Pastor. 13 says.
12th verse.
12. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given,
mm-hmm.
and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath.
When you don't have that in the air, you're going to be taken away even that you think you have.
Mm-hmm.
How can you work when you can't hear?
All right,
you can't. The next verse, what does it say?
Yes. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not.
Because you're saying you see,
mm-hmm.
and you don't see.
Right.
What?
And hearing they hear not, neither do they
can't hear
understand.
What God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Neither do they understand.
Neither do they understand. That's a sad thing that caused my sin. Am I okay? Instruction be going over and over. And how can you be ready for a word you can't even understand?
Yes,
you're wrong. You can't understand where you are. And everybody around you is strange. That's like a person with Alzheimer's. They knew everything, but one day they don't even know where they are. Where is this place? This is your home. You've been in it for. What is this place? Who are you? That's what it's like,
right.
It too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because that strange spirit is there. Yes. It's dominant now. It ain't going nowhere. You're a stranger in your own land.
Yes.
Let's go to Genesis 2 and 15. Let's go there. No, let's go to Titus 3 and 1. Read that again. Don't rush me.
All right, Pastor.
I'm not Mount Rushmore.
All right.
Don't be in a hurry to go to another website.
All right, Pastor.
You here, stay here, and then get the rest of your medicine.
All right, Pastor.
This is medicine. It's for the soul.
All right.
You get that today, go talking about people. That's what the scripture's talking about, people from Genesis, Revelation.
Yes,
I'm just reiterating what they're saying. Isn't that beautiful? Titus 3:1, say it again. Put it in mind.
Yeah, in mind, to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work.
Let's go to Genesis 2.
All right.
Even Adam was ready. Mm-hmm. He was ready for this work. Mm-hmm. And guess who proved it? The woman did.
All right.
She said, you know what? He deceived me. He tricked me. And I did eat.
Yes, she did.
She was ready, because she was ready to tell the truth.
Ready.
Yes. She put up a fight, but she didn't know how the devil fought. She had to learn.
Yes.
That's why God showed them that mercy. 2:15 says what?
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
Ready. He's ready for a good work now. But in order, whatever work you're ready for, you need instructions. Whatever it is. That's how you're ready to every good work. You need instructions. Every good work.
Yes. Every good work.
If I have to repent of something, to be ready, I got to be instructed. My heart has to be instructed. Be honest. Be real. If it tears you apart, be honest about it. Read.
Yes. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
Specific instructions. He had no reason to block him at that point. I don't understand. He understood everything.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them did. Read.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
How plain is that? St. John 6:29. They were obedient as well as they could be until that devil came and propositioned her. She tried to put up a fight. Nah, can't do that one. Now, we can't even touch it. The enemy said, you went beyond what you're supposed to be. You don't know what you're talking about. And he started planting stuff. He did just what she did. You can't touch it. Oh, you're going to be his God. Threw in something, she threw in something. Wasn't even in there. Wasn't in there. St. John 6:29. What did it say?
Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent.
Is that the instruction here?
Yes.
Believe. Now, that's the devil's job before you get in here. Oh, I wouldn't just believe anything. Oh, to anything somebody tells you, you're going to believe. Wait a minute. What I've been told is in scripture.
Yes.
Is what you've been told in the scripture? That's the difference. Mm-hmm. What I'm being told and what I'm bringing is written. What you've been told, is it written? How you came about, is it written? Because how I came about was written. Is how you came about written? The love, is it there that we've been talking about? Love don't work ill to your neighbor. I ain't never told nobody in here I'm gonna have a problem with them. If they become deacon, superintendent, pastor, that ain't no table. I ain't told nobody here, if me and Deacon Finney get together, I'm going to have a problem with Deacon.
Mm-hmm. No.
Richard.
No, you didn't.
Why would you talk that way about your brother? Now, if you said that, I'm going to say it again. If you said that to whoever brother or sister you said it to, you need to repent, right?
Yes.
Now you're ready for the good work. If you can't repent from those things, how could you be ready? How could you stand by look in your face and you can't repent of what you did when you didn't know you did it, evidently? You can't really think of anything you've done today and last week, but I'm telling you what you did in the past, and if I'm wrong, say, no, I didn't say that. Why are we not hearing that? I never said that. Or why don't we hear, I said that, I'm sorry. That's the work. They were told to do a work. and it commanded what to do in order to perform that work. And that's what I'm saying. And how could anybody be so far off? Oh, I didn't know they was talking about, really? What are you here for? Don't know your left hand from your foot. What you're here for? Read it again.
Yes.
Read it again. I'm on broadcast. Let's read it again.
Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent."
In other words, believe what's being told you so that we can move forward and do the work that's right. You can't work over junk. I never brought it before because God never brought it to me like this before. But that's the way it is. Read.
They said therefore unto him, "What sign showest thou?"
Always want a sign. Why do you just can't believe? That's what the unbelievers want. I want a sign. And wait a minute. If you're sincere, God will give it to you. Read.
That we may see and believe thee. What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread.
Otherwise, go back now. Yeah, well, I was under Bishop Barfield. Bishop Barfield told me I was saved once and for all, huh? Back to there. What did God say?
Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven."
What?
For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
Moses was the true bread because he brought them the bread. He was the one who came down from heaven. He was the one that came down from the mountain with the word. That was the true bread. They were only looking at what he had. He was the bread because he had the word.
Thank God.
It wasn't a matter that he prayed for that they were raining down.
You can visit
us
at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.